Welcome to the Three Glasses Podcast, where we give you our perspective through different lenses. This season, we're going to talk about how to love a Black man. I am your host, AJ KC, here with my co-host, BJ and Ajaya. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
My name is BJ. I am the co-host. I have a Black son who is 8 months, and I have a Black husband who I love and cherish and value dearly. I love Black men. I believe that they are the most targeted beings in society. And so this is why I am a part of this show. I would love to show my respect and my support for the Black man. I don't know if I've said this, but I am from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And get my master's in marriage family therapy, and I think that I would be a great asset to this show because, again, I support Black men. I love Black men. I honor them and value them.
Awesome. Well, that's hard for me to piggyback off that, but I am Ajaya, the second AJ in Atlanta. like I say that I am from Atlanta. I am raised by a single Black man. I was, and currently I am on the journey to find my Black king, or let my Black king find me. Hello, a man finds a good thing. Hallelujah. Yes. I really feel like I could be a good addition to the show because I really believe in the Black family, Black wealth, Black community, even shopping at Black-owned businesses. Hello, we are all Black entrepreneurs. So I just feel like this will be a really great opportunity to show my love for the Black man, like BJ said as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what's up. Dialogue. I guess I gotta introduce myself because all I said was we're here, and I'm in Dallas, so clearly we're in different cities. I have a Black husband, a Black father, and a Black son, and I want us to be able to just communicate and glorify who they are, because I don't think they get enough glorification. So this, the whole purpose of this season right now is to glorify Black men. Period. Not enough compliments are given. We talk about we father, children, Black men around us, as well as Jesus. We can't leave him out because you know he was Black. We also are teaching women how to love them properly because a lot of women feel like they are. Take some sips because Ajaya done brought in some drinks.
I'm not opposed to that, sis.
I definitely am happy that you decided to start the show, AJ, for sure. To kind of pick back up on what you said about how a lot of women don't feel like they're loved properly. And like you said, that does kind of go back to the Black family and having your first relationship with that first man to show you, like, this is what love is. But if you were disappointed by that, and your mom never really went back into a relationship, that could also have an effect on your perspective as well.
Right. So, of course, when we get deeper into these conversations, it's gonna get real for us, honey, because Black man was our first love, or we missed that first love because me and BJ didn't have a father in our lives. By the way, we're twins. Let's tell that. And Jay is our friend from college.
Yes.
On this show, we also going to be ending with words of affirmation, putting them in sentences of how we see the word, and just making others feel good as you end our podcast. It won't be long, but we're going to hit some good pointers, hit it big, hit it good.
And hit it strong and hit it long.
My type of party.
I was saying it wasn't going to be long. We gonna hit the show, but it might be a little quickie,
a little average.
Join us and enjoy the time with us, and don't forget your glasses.
All right, guys, so we are excited about this. We are excited for you to join us in these topics, and we just want for us to get a better perspective of how to love Black men with you tuning in.
With that being said, The word of the day is confidence. For me, I'm just going to use it in a sentence as I love a beautiful, confident Black man. Mm. It eludes confidence.
Oh, okay.
Okay, girl.
Right. let's see. Confidence. Confidence is key. Safe love, self-love, and those are needed. And confidence can definitely make things easier in all those relationships.
Absolutely, I agree. I will use it in a different aspect or perspective, and that's what we're here for, different perspectives, different lenses.
Yeah.
So confidence to me, when I think of confidence, I think of how Black men love confident women. So women carry yourself confidently, and your man will definitely respect that, love that, and cherish it. So be confident within yourself so that your relationship can stand strong.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was like, absolutely.
You better end it off, because we're done. Thank y'all for tuning in to Three Glasses.
That was lit. Okay, shout out to us.